Learn. Yesterday we saw this long Rashi. Okay, I'll read the pasuk one more time very quickly. V'loy echad asa u'sha'ar u'achloy u'ma ho'echad v'akesh. Page 884. Okay, pasuk tesvav. Okay, so pasuk tesvav. V'loy echad asa. Correct. So yes, yeah, so I'm just read the pasuk very quickly. V'loy echad asa. Usha'ar ruach loy. Did the one not do the same thing? Usha'ar ruach loy. The Mitzudos translated this to mean that Avraham was a elevated person. He was a different type of person. And the answer was from Malachi. Umo ho'echad. How dare you compare yourself to Avraham Avinu? Mivakesh zer Elokim. His intent in marrying Hagar was l'shem Shemayim. He wanted to have children, and therefore don't compare yourself to him. You are marrying a non-Jewish woman shaloi l'shem Shemayim. He married a Jewish woman l'shem Shemayim, and you should be like him. Try to emulate Avraham, and if you do emulate Avraham, you will succeed because v'nishmartem beruchachem. Guard your Yetzer Hara. You have the ability to do so, as we've said many times. The person is not a Mukhrach. This is the age-old complaint that Ashi Karsim say, that a person is predestined to sin. The person it's not in his control. A person is born with a Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara is stronger than the Yetzer Tarif, and that appears to be correct. I think everyone agrees to that. I think everyone agrees in Judaism that the power of evil is greater than the power of good. However, Chazal said, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on your team. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow the weaker to prevail over the strong. You see, you watch the cartoons, you watch Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and Aquaman, and today they have a whole new collection of superheroes I never heard of. I have no idea who these new superheroes are today, but they always try to present that the forces of evil of good are better. That is the approach in the culture in Western civilization. When you know every mode of entertainment, you know these films and cartoons, there is the force of good, the force of evil, and the force of good are stronger. And at the end of the day, the forces of good win. They win. That's not true. That is totally a false narrative. It says in Farish and Chazal that ki yetzer leiv ha'adam ra min uraf. The yetzer hara has a 13-year head start over the yetzer tov. And forces of evil in this world are much, much more dominant and powerful than the forces of good. And al derech hateva, they will win, hands down. And Chazal said, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to your rescue and he helps you. Okay, I don't remember the words. It's Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. Efsher, these the word. I have to find the exact words. If not for the fact that the Shlach who comes to your assistance, there is no way you will succeed in overcoming the Yetzer Hara, the forces of evil. So every time in this world we witness good prevail over evil, this is nothing less than a miracle. This is nothing less than a gilui, a revelation of the Yah. That's how Chazal look at it. What?
No credit to man for doing good.
Simeon?
No credit to man for doing good.
The credit to man is his awareness, acknowledgement that he needs help from Hashem. Man, of course, it's a status. Of course, the end of the day, everything happens in the middle of Mateva. You win. You fight the battle and you win. You overcome your enemy. But. It's not because naturally the forces of good are going to win. It's only because Hashem is giving you the forces of good, siyata d'shmaya, to overcome the force of evil.
If I may, Hagodol mechaveiro, Yisro Godol menenu, one concept. Another concept is
Right? Oh, the Atotim Shalbo, how? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at your side. Hashem gives you the power. So this world, when you ever witness a situation where good wins, it's only because of Siyata D'Shemayim. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is V'rabim B'yad Ma'atim. U'tzneim B'yad Tohoyim, U'rishom B'yad Tzadikim. All of those parts of the expression.
Well, also contrast with HaGodol Me'Haveira, Yitzchak HaGodol Me'Haveira, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a stronger Yetzirah to a Godlob because
he has more power, reliance on Hashem.
So he's given a bigger Nisoyan, a bigger test.
That's why he has the very long Nisiba Shalom on Kisisa that says that two people, like God tried it twice, in other words, Bnei Israel after the Chet Egel, he figured they saw the Shechina. I mean, they saw, you know, the heavens open up and they saw the Kisya Kavam. He turned off the switch, the guilty conscience switch, and they succumbed. Elisha ben Avuya, he makes a long brush on at that point. Also, he reached such lofty heights, he figured he could trust him. He turned off the Yetzirah switch. Not the Yetzirah, but the guilty conscience. We all have that guilty conscience saying, don't do it. And that's what keeps us on the straight and narrow. And a couple of times, Hashem said to Bnei Israel, listen, they saw the Shechina, there's no way they could fall off the wagon. They actually experienced the Kisei HaKavo.
So there's no longer an assignment.
Yeah, that's so right. He could trust them. Turned off the switch, and boom. And that's what happened. It's like 10 pages of, he goes into great detail. But yes. It's in the Sivos.
They say the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, someone once said to him, Alavai, I should have your Yetzer Hara.
Right.
So the Gra replied, when he replied, Chas v'shalom, that you should have my Yetzer. My Yetzer Hara is very powerful.
He'll
wipe the floor with you.
The bigger you know,
can't have my Yetzer Hara.
Yeah,
the one you should have my Yetzer Hara. I think also the goal is the way to find a Russia is with another Russia. I'll show you very briefly, by the Brook story, what Esther did, in the physical world, was get Achshverosh, who was a Russian, with Chalazza Batzofo, to fight with
Haman. It was also a Russian.
Mordechai did not lead the troops. By Hanukkah, they did, because it wasn't the goals. Also, you see, in modern day, the one who stopped Hitler was Stalin.
Oh, I'm sorry. All this time, I'm sorry. You were not hearing me. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
But I think in Golis, it's not a side against the Russian. It's one Russia against another.
My enemy's enemy is my friend.
Correct.
But that doesn't always work. Look at the Crusades. In the Crusades, it was primarily the Christians that was trying to destroy them. So the Muslims, who's the enemy of the Christians?
The Muslims. Yeah.
And the Muslims were not very nice to us either. So there, in the First Crusade, it was our enemy's enemy is our enemy. Okay, you're talking about Hitler and Stalin.
Yeah,
there is our enemy's enemy is our friend. But
there are different rules for us. They're
different, all right.
But there's also, this is coming right up in the dock, about how the future, right?
Loss of
love, in the future, yeah.
It's
going to appear differently.
The Sadiq will say, oh, how did I overcome this? And the Russia will say, how come I didn't overcome it?
How did I, right. Each one sees the mountain. And Hashem slaughters the Yetzer Hara. It appears to the tzaddikim as a mountain, and to the Roshana as a hear, a seer, and each one cries. The Talmidei Chachamim were happy that we were able to overcome this massive mountain, only Tziat Shmaya. And the Roshana, they cry, how come we were not able to overcome this seer? It was nothing. But this narrative in the world, it's a new word in our vocabulary now, and it means this narrative in the world that forces to really put into our minds from kindergarten, from cartoons, Tom and Jerry, and all these things, the forces of good are more powerful.
What's wrong with a moral lesson?
Okay, it's a nice, but in Chazal, it's not true. Don't fight with Ra. Evil, the Yetzer Hara, is clearly, in Chazal's understanding, much, much more powerful than the Yetzer type.
Right.
The Mitzvah Chazal said the Yetzer Hara ki Yetzer Leif Adam Ra Min Ura. When does a person get the Yetzer Toiv? When he's 13 years old. That means the Yetzer Hara has a 13-year head start. And you look in the world, this incredible Koich of Ra, incredible. And yet, and sometimes, the forces of good prevail. Why? How could that be? That's not Derech HaTeva. It's Siyata Bishmaya. It's because not just a cloud is shown, but that every cell in the Mekim at some point in time is not here. There's a God. There's a Rivayna Shalayla. And when a human being comes to be Mispalit Hashem, to put his Emunah b'Hashem, that gives him Siyata Bishmaya for him, even though he's the weaker, to overcome the more powerful. This is the reality throughout the this Chazal. They say this in many different expressions.
Revealers that's how we would only say that there's a big difference between Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. That the Yetzer Hara is an external force. You see, it's always personified as an outside force. The Yetzer Hara who sat in the mouth of others. But the Yetzer Tov is an internal.
Okay, it's a little bit of a controversial type of thing. You have to. No, tweak it, because it does say ki yetzer leif ha'adam ra min ura. It's after the a lot
but
of the.
That's what Pesach Chatos Roivitz.
But he also say like
that.
He's
outside, but he's there right away.
That idea.
He's
many,
crouching, waiting.
Many want to say that was the difference before the Chet Eitz Hadas and after the Chet Eitz Hadas. Before the Chet Eitz Hadas, the yetzer hara was external. He dealt with it, and after the Chet Eitz Hadas, it was internalized. And it was a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different, and again, these are all different ideas. Here, these two words are extremely powerful words in Judaism. This is like one of the fundamentals of Judaism, and this idea of the Al Derech HaTeva, the Yetzer Hara, is more powerful. So, you know what, just put up the white flag, there's nothing you can do, you're a Mukhrach, there's nothing, just give up, well, what do you want from me? Here he says, Malachi, V'nishmartem Beruchachem. Don't tell me that you cannot overcome your Yetzer Hara. You must marry a non-Jewish woman because I can't, the Yetzer Hara. He says, you are wrong. You really do have the power to overcome your Yetzer Hara if you just apply yourself. There's a very famous Vart when Agag was taken out to be killed. When Shmuel complained to Shaul, why did you not execute Agag? I told you to wipe out all of the Amalekim. And that's why he lost his, that was one of the reasons why he lost his Malchus. And then it says that they brought out Agag, they brought him out in chains. Oh, I forgot the word. He came out in, this is the Haftarah of Parshas Zohar. They brought him out. I forgot the word. And the Pshuta Shalom Mikud means they brought him out, he was in chains, they brought him out, and Shmuel just took a sword and chopped off his head. So the Darshanim there dwell upon this. When they took him out in chains, it was describing his trial. They didn't just take him out and chop his head off. There was a trial, justice. They took him out, and they put him on the stand, and they had a Din Torah. They had Dayanim, and they had witnesses. Do you have anything to say to defend yourself for all of your crimes? And his defense was, I'm in chains. His defense was, don't blame me for my evil deeds. This is how Hashem made me. This is my Yetzer Hara. The Hashem, I'm a mukhrach. I came into this world as if I was tied up. I was forced to do all of these averos. If you put me in the position of leadership, that's what I'm going to do. If I have the freedom to go and do whatever I want, this is what I'm going to do because this is the way Hashem made me. His defense trial was, I am chained down to my Yetzer Hara and there's nothing I can do. That was his defense. And that, good morning, and that is a revelation of Amalek and of the koich of those that are attached to the koich of Ra. I'm a mukhrach. There's nothing I can do. Don't have complaints against me. And Shmuel executed him. You're wrong. That's not correct. You're not a mukhrach. if you apply yourself, you work on yourself, you do have the ability to a degree to overcome your predisposition of where you're holding.
And this it fits in what you're saying about trial, because Shmuel said before he chopped him up, he said to him, just as you made the, you know, the Albonus and everything, Simon, so you're, you know, it's going to happen to you.
Right? You're going to be
like the you know, the verdict of the trial, just as you did, you know, you know, whatever it is. So that shows the, you know, it's like even just cut him up.
It was a dialogue. It was a trial.
It's like a trial.
This was his defense.
Offense.
Madanos. That's what it means. Madanos, which means chain. It's a very strange word. It's a very strange. What is the Puff telling you? Okay, that's Poshup Shat. Okay, but some learn they took him out of Bimaadanos. That word is a one-word description of the trial. There was a trial. And this was his defense. Ma'adanos, I'm a mukhach.
Following orders.
Yeah. Okay, but this is even deeper. He's saying that I'm following orders from my Yetzer Hara.
Right.
My Yetzer Hara is the boss. They told me I should call on you. On you from NBC. You heard that yesterday? I'm now going to take questions. They told me, they ordered me, they instructed me I should take answers. Was he supposed to say that line?
He does this a lot. And the laughing. He does this a lot.
That's very bizarre. I never heard
it. You know, everybody asks, who's in charge here?
Who instructed you? Who's in charge here?
Yeah.
Salute the Marines.
Says, enter stage left.
It's very scary. That was a very bizarre moment. Yeah.
Another point. We always say Yetzer Tov, and we say Yetzer Hara.
Right. Yeah.
We don't say Yetzer Na.
Hara. Hey, how you deal?
So I was thinking about that. Yetzer Tov. That's the word. There is another Yetzer. Yetzer La Sotra. It's not. He's not there. He's not. He was created. He was created like that. Another
Yetzer,
yes, Yetzer,
Tom.
There's another Yetzer. To do what?
La Asot La,
Yetzer
Para. To do, right, the influence. Okay? This is what Malachi is saying to people. The Nishmar Tem Beruchachem, you have the Koyach. Many people go and they have a Goyish girlfriend, a non-Jewish girlfriend. Why? You have no one else. There's no other girl in the whole world. I remember, like, even non-religious Jews. Remember Fleischer, the press secretary for?
Ari Fleischer.
Ari Fleischer for Clinton?
No, Bush.
Bush? So he was the best bacher in Lakewood. those days, all the girls, you know, on the West Side, if only they can get. You know, he wasn't religious, obviously. I don't know, maybe he was. I think he, once upon a time, he may have been religious, no? And who did he marry? By Yehi Hayyad, he's engaged. To who? A guy. Like, what? So he wasn't totally irreligious. He has Shia, if I'm not mistaken, he has Shia. There's no one else in the world to marry but a non-Jew. Like, I remember the reaction I remember my parents, their reaction. What? You have to. There's no Jewish girl to marry. You have to go marry her. But he was a famous. I know he was the press secretary. It was a different world then. Okay, it was a different world then. Okay, a whole different world then.
Now there's hardly a family that doesn't get
it. It's like what? There's no one else to marry. No, I'm a luchach. This is who I like. This is who I have to marry. Here, Malachi is giving an incredibly powerful mussar to Klal Yisrael that rings and echoes already for 2,500 years. The Nishmartem Beruchachem. You know, take a cold shower. You can control yourself. You'll find someone else to marry. You have to do this. You're telling me you're a muchach. You're not a muchach. Hold yourself back. And certainly when you're already married, you already have a wife, and you want to betray her by taking a second wife, you're taking a non-Jewish wife, uve eshes nurecha al yivgoy.
Okay. Way behind the marriage.
What?
Marriage is on the decline as well.
Okay, that's another problem. Let's see over here the case. Now let's go back to the Rashi. Rashi, you know, we did this yesterday. Rashi first started with a different interpretation. We said yesterday, we just wanted to leave the Chazir over. V'loy echad osak, one whole other on the Chazir. First Rashi, though, it's not like what we just said. He's learning over here in his first interpretation that the echad refers to Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what has Hashem done? Lo adam mechavah techila. Hashem has created Adam and Chava, and from Adam and Chava comes mankind, Usha'or. So Rashi very delicately translates the word Usha'or, which is the big topic of this Rashi. Haruchois v'hanim v'shois, all spirits. He's foreshadowing the end of the pasuk, v'nishmartem beruchachem. When Rashi here says the word Usha'or, that word Usha'or, which is Usha'or Ruach, is also like Rav Kalman took note, is coming to take note of the end of the pasuk when it says V'nishmartem beruchachem, you come from Adam, you are a product of Adam. And if Adam was able to control himself, he was able to control himself and not take a second wife, who would be the second wife? Well, I guess it would mean that he would complain to Hashem.
Himself before.
I guess it would mean to ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu for a second wife, or maybe he would have he would be like who was Nebuchadnezzar. He had the Shegel. He had sitting next to him on the throne was the Shegel. What was the Shegel? It was a dog. A dog. Oh, so that's Wamshach. Wamshach. It was his wife. It means his wife, but it describes his wife in the most vulgar. Vulgar term, basically a piece of meat that he used to satisfy his tithes. That's how you describe a word. The word shekel is a word which means, you know what it means.
Yeah.
It's a three-letter word. and he has there his wife. What are you? You're just a piece of meat. That's all it was, a piece of meat. And then sometimes they know it wasn't even a human being. It was a dog. He was married to a dog. He lived with a dog. That's what Chazal said. He sat next to the throne was the dog that he lived with. So Adam also had a Yetzirah. Did Adam go and take a dog for his wife? Did Adam go and rebel? This is my wife. This is Chava. Zehu. He didn't rebel. Ushar ruchas and v'hanefashos lo loha. You may Adam rishon yatsu kulam. Umar, now when it says what echad, the second time in the past, this does not refer to Hashem. This word for echad refers to who? It refers to, the word Ho'echad here refers to Avraham. It refers to Adam. The first time it says the word Echad is Hashem. Hashem made Adam and Chava. From Adam and Chava came forth mankind. Now when it says the word Ho'echad refers to Adam, Umo Ho'echad Shebazud, the first couple, not the president of the United States, but the first couple here means Adam Rishon, Mivakesh. Did he question mark this? A rhetorical question. Did Adam seek Limsoy Alilois Avoin Liishtoy Shiba Zugoy Shizera Elokim? She was the creation of Hashem. Mahu Toiva. What did he demand from her? Did he have any complaints? Did Adam find any fault in Chava? And there was what to find fault in. She committed the ultimate crime. She brought death to this world. She incited Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, to violate Hashem's command. She did the worst of the worst to man. And yet Adam, after the chet, we said yes, after the chet Eitz Hadas, back to business. Kiss and make up. Business as usual. He called his wife Ein Kol Chai, like nothing ever happened. Mahu Toiva Shemevaze Oisa. Question mark, did he ever do anything to him? Did he do this? Was he mevaza his wife by taking another wife or doing anything harmful to her? So therefore you who come from Adam and Chava, you should follow in his ways and be loyal to your spouse. Now he goes into a new interpretation. V'zehu l'shoin targum shol yoinasan. Elo, what we've just said, in essence, is the targum Yoinus. Well, that's not really true, because the Targum Yoinus says, I think it's going now into a new direction. Vizehu means the following. What we're about now to learn now is Lashon Targum Shal Yoinus. Son Ella Shigredes Antigin Moho Echon Mavakesh Ki in Zerelokim. Vyaper Ki in Mavakim Zerelokim. Vyaperish Nochoin. Imloy Shoecho Nokud Bechat of Zokin. Now let's go look at the Targum Yoinus in the New Zealand. Haloi Chad Hava Avraham. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he means with the Zelosh Targum Shal Yoinus, because Targum Yoinus over here is saying what Chad refers to is Avraham Avinu. Targum Yoinus is following what we learned in the second parish of Rashi coming up. Maybe that's what he means here. And in the Mitzvah Sovid, Chad in the Echad in the beginning of the pasuk refers to Avraham, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi in the beginning taught us the word Echad refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Targum Yoinus reads, look at Targum Yoinus, Haloi Chad Hava Avraham. Avraham was one. Yichidai Diminei Ispiri Oma. I guess maybe that's what he means in this idea. He's saying it similar. And from Avraham Avinu came forth mankind. Now what do you mean? Mankind came forth from Adam or from Noah. What do you mean it came forth from Avraham? I guess you have to say those who are believers in God, monotheism, okay? Which means Yishmael and Esav. Esav and Yishmael believe in God. Okay, we can't forget that. Okay, what's the point? So they believe in God, and I guess we're discounting all other members of this world who do not believe in God. They don't believe, but Avraham.
I remember hearing it said that Avraham was like the new edition of Adam.
Interesting.
Well, I read it very simply. Selah Elokim is Bimati Avraham, and it's the same 248. And that's just me. It's just the thought I had a long time ago.
But Selah 248 is Bimati
Avraham.
Okay.
And B'Tselem Elokim.
Oh, the two words together. B'Tselem Elokim is
248.
Fascinating.
So he added the hay, because after he had the first milah, he became B'Tselem Elokim. Now he was a complete human being.
So Avraham is equal to B'Tselem.
In other words, before he was only 243, but then he after
Avraham,
the first milah, he changed his name.
Fascinating. The Gematria, exactly, B'Tselem Elokim.
B'Tselem Elokim is 248.
Or with the base?
Yeah.
With the base. B'Tselem Elokim. The day is ruining it. The day is here is ruining it.
Okay. What it says, it's elevated.
Okay, let's go further here.
Avraham is referred to as Echad.
Echad, I think. He said, no, we quoted that part. He quoted that passage. Yes. The Mitzudos quoted that passage. Okay. So he's saying, at least in this part, Dimine is Biri Alma. And then it goes further. Umo Chad Bohe Elohim. What did this one person want? The Yiskayam Le Vlot. What did this Elohim here means? What did he want by doing this? I think that's what it means. What was his purpose by taking this second wife? It was only for the purpose of the Yiskayam Le Vlot min Kodom Hashem. To have a child from Hashem, the Sis Tamrun Binaf. Now he goes back to tell the people, Mechlachi is addressing the people, the sis tamrun be nafshoschayim. You shall rule, or you shall guard your neshamos. Uvi itas yam kusoch lo sishakar. Do not rebel against the wife of your youth. So when Rashi here says the words v'zel l'shon tagum shal yonasan, he's not saying a carbon copy of what Rashi himself said, because Rashi refers to Adam Harishon. But he is acknowledging that the Targum says that from him came forth the entire world. From Avraham, Dimine is Biri Oma. And what was his purpose? Umachad boy Elohim. What did he want? He wanted to have a child. Okay, let's see further in Rashi. Vizer Lashon Targum Shoyonas and Elo Shigonas and Higgin, Moho Echon Mavakish Kim Zerelokim. He wanted to have children. The Aperish Nochoin. The Perish would have been correct. Everything is good. The problem though is the way the Targum Yonasan learns is that the Targum puts the three words together. Umo ho'echod mevakech. What did Abraham want? According to the Targum, the word mevakech is to be read together with the words umo ho'echod. And that is problematic because the trap on the word ho'echod is ozokeif koton, which means it's a period. The word ho'echod should not be brought together with the word mevakech. That trap is noisek, it cuts off the tam has noisek tam hazokeif es tevas mevakech milischaber in mo ho'echod. You cannot connect it with the next words. Usemochay etzel zer elokim. So it's two different statements. It's umoho echad period, and then when it says mevakesh zera elokim is a separate independent statement. Therefore, he has problem with the targum because the targum is going over here. The pasuk is that umoho echad v'loy echad also. The Jewish people say to Malachi, look, Avraham Avinu, he went and he married Chava. Let's clarify. According to the Targum, let's read the whole pasuk. Let's read the whole pasuk in one shot. According to the Targum, the pasuk is a sense statement. V'loy echad also, everyone, me omar el me. The entire pasuk is being said by, is being read by Malachi to Klal Yisrael. And he's saying, V'loy echad also, od Avraham Avinu indeed married a second wife, and from Avraham Avinu came forth Usha'or Ruach Lo, from Avraham Avinu, mankind came. Mankind is a product of Avraham. These three words, Usha'or Ruach, everyone that lives in this world today that is a believer is a descendant, a product of Loi. Loi, the subject of the word Loi is Avraham Avinu. But when Avraham Avinu went and he took a second wife, Umo ho'echod mevakesh. What was his mission in taking a second wife? It was one thing only: zera elokim, to have children.
Is that for keturah or that for shmos?
Okay, so this is the way the Targum is learning the pshat in the pasuk. Everything is fine and good, Rashi says, but to connect the word mevakesh to the words umo ho'echod is incorrect, because the Ta'amei HaMikra indicate that these words should not be connected. So he's coming to nitpick against the Targum. Why did he put these three words together? And he goes on to say now, v'yesh poishrim al pi hu agadah, and we did this yesterday, shebiskapsu nisuyei hanachuyos el hanavi, this we did yesterday, all of those men were married to the non-Jewish women, they came to the Navi, amulo, they said to him, not that they said, V'loi Avraham also came, Shenasa Hagar al Ishtai. Okay, let's read it yesterday. They take the first three words, V'loi Echad also, as a statement. Mi Omar al Mi, the men who were married to non Jewish women, they said to Malachi, did not Avraham do the same thing? Did he not marry a second wife? Period. And now comes the response. The Omar Lohem, Malachi replied, Usha'or Ruach Lo. He had a different intent. Lo ha yedaito ikidatchem. Lo nosan ba enof. That he didn't go and look at women in order for his taiva. It seems that Rashi learned these words, lo nosan ba enof, is an expression which means that he did not go take a second wife for taiva. His eyes were wandering. V'lo sosuru achare levavchem. The acharei einichem. He didn't go look at Hagar because Hagar was pretty. He wanted to marry her. Taiva. Das acheres ha'isalo. He had a different intent. Amruloi. So they said back to him, really? Umo ho'echad mevakesh. Now this is the same exact problem. In this Divrei Agada, the Divrei Agada that Rashi is quoting is the same exact flaw that Rashi had with Ungulus. That is, this Edesh Agada is connecting the word mevakesh to the word mo echad. Mo ha yedei, they ask him, mo ha yedaitai, And then he responds, Amalochem liyos lezer elokim. Now the Targumer shall Yonason Huchsha Be'ena. But now he goes back and he says, but you know something, I really like what the Targum Yonason says. Shloim Otsinu Lebemikov Lebemishna Sh'or Mishamesh L'shoin Acher. Now he's coming to nitpick, not on the connection between the word Merakesh and the word Mo'echot, but he's now coming to nitpick on the word Ush'or Ruach Loi. According to the Targum Yonason, the translation of Ush'or means his descendants, mankind. Who is a product of Avraham Avinu? All of us. Ush'or, all other creatures that exist in this world, Loi, they trace their lineage to him. Who is him? To Avraham Avinu. So the translation of Ush'or means it's modifying the word ruach. Ush'or ruach. What does ruach mean? Living creatures. Okay. Ruach means living creatures. Ush'or, all of the other living creatures that exist in this world attribute their lineage to him.
I don't understand. If, all of the Zerah Kodesh, you can say, is attributable to Avraham.
That's what it means. That's where we started.
That's Adam. You can say that, but you can't say that about Adam.
Right, so that's how Rashi began himself. Rashi, in the very beginning, said, when it says the word Echad means Hashem.
It starts out with Adam, and then it goes to this other idea with the women speaking to him and bringing up Abraham. That's where Abraham comes.
Right, so let's put that aside. Let's make believe, I hear what you say, but let's for the moment make believe that every living creature in this world traces his lineage to Avraham Avinu, even though it's not true. But let's, for the moment, go into fantasy world. Let's make believe right now that every living creature in this world traces his lineage to Avraham Avinu. According to the Targum, that's what it says. The Loi Echad Asa, is it not so that there was a person by the name of Avraham, we're calling him the Echad, and he Asa, he married, he went and he got married, and he married Sarah, and Avraham Avinu is the one who Ush'or Ruach Loi, and he, in his lifetime, also married a second wife. But the word Ush'or means, and the word Ruach, so they go bring the Rashi, the Targum Shal Yonason Huchsha Be'enai, because according to the Divrei Agadah that he just quoted, the word Ush'or means Ruach Lo, it means he had a different agenda. Ruach, according to the parish of the Adivrei Agadah and the Mitzudos David, however you want to spin it, it's not referring to he is the father of other human beings that exist in this world. Ush'or means he had a different agenda in marrying a second wife. So Rashi says, I don't like that. I don't find anywhere, I've scanned the entire Kala Terukula, and nowhere do we ever find the word Ush'or is used in modifying an agenda. You have a different agenda. The word Ush'or means you're a different person. You have 10 people, here's one person, Ush'or, and here are all the other people. You don't find, you have your agenda, and they have a different agenda. He writes, I don't find the word in Mikra, in Chumash, not in Mishnah, the word Sh'or, Mishamesh L'shoin Acher, to refer to, in this context, it means an agenda, a purpose. Ela, B'mokoyim, Sha'odam Yochel Lefarsha Bilshoin Shirayim. It always refers to something very tangible, something left over. Or okay, well, let's see how he says, Kimo Ochla Umaka, a person eats, Umadaka, I don't know what that word means, then he grinds up, Usha'ora, the leftovers. The ragla roughs on the step off. The person has food, and you eat it, you chew it, you swallow it, and the leftover food you put on the floor, and you step on it and you pulverize it. So the word sha'ar here means the leftovers. Uvulashon Mishnah, you find u'sha'ar chayove nisos. There's this person who gets this particular nisos, nisos skila, and then there are the others, the ones that are not as severe, they don't have the severity of skila. Chutz me oiso sheperash, except for the one that we specify. We specify, let's say, chayve skila, someone is chayve skila, and then there is another collection of people who have done a different type of avera, which obviously is severe because they're getting given capital punishment, but it's not as severe as the person who's getting skila. Avol l'shoim acher mishamesh, but the word acher is avol l'shoim acher mishamesh ain sheor mishamesh. They're, generally speaking, the word acher is not the same as sheor. The word acher means something different. It's not the same as leftovers. So let's try to analyze this. There is primary, and then there is secondary. So when you say the word sheor, it could mean, in some contexts, this is the primary, and you're secondary.
The other.
But you know, it's not just other. Other is not. It doesn't tell you that it's secondary. It just means you're on a lower level. It's a lower level, or it can mean you're equal. There is A and there is B. B A is not better than B. B is not better than A. Different. Acher. You have your opinion. You have your opinion. Now, when you go here into this pasuk. And it says, "V'loy echad asa u'sha'or ruach loy." We had two different interpretations of this expression, according to the parish of the Targum Yonasan. It means, "Di minei isbiri olma." From him came forth the rest of the world. That expression means equal. The word sha'ar means there is Avraham Avinu, and he had children. His children are, they're not shirayim, they're not secondary. They're chashuv in their own right. When you say the other way around, u'sha'ar ruach loy, according to the parish of the Agada, it means that Avraham was better. His agenda was noble. His agenda was noble, and your agenda is taiva, is no good. It's disgusting. There's racism in the word sha'ar. You are better and you are lesser. Is that what the word sha'ar means? Or sha'ar just means separate and equal. There's you and there's you. Everyone is the same. It's equality. So Rashi here seems to be saying that if you want to go look at the way the Targum Yonasan translates the word Sha'ar Ruach Loy, Avraham was the father. And Avraham gave forth into this world millions of people, billions of people. Each person is choshev in his own right. U'sha'ar Ruach Loy. From Avraham came forth other human beings. That's, so in that context, the word Sha'ar is not denoting any racism, okay, just for the lack of a better word that I have on my tongue. It's not coming to put anyone down. It's just making a statement. Avraham is your forefather. And therefore, if Avraham can do it, you can do it. It's in your blood. Avraham paved the way. You are just like Avraham Avinu. You're a descendant of Avraham Avinu. You're equal to Avraham Avinu. Here, Malachi is building the people up. Avraham was able to control himself. You could control yourself. You are a descendant. You're equal to him. But according to the Divrei Agada is saying, Avraham was an exalted holy person, and you're a bunch of lowlifes. You're a bunch of lowlifes. His intent, his kavana, was noble. U'sha'or ruach. He had a noble intent. You're a bunch of lowlifes. you are a balei taiva. Then the word shar is coming to separate and create a distinction between nobility and the opposite of nobility, primary and secondary, elevated and lowly. So that's where he's coming to. Look, we're going to try the words of Rashi one more time. Rashi, the Targum Yishol Yonason, Hochsha B'yena. Rashi says, I prefer his interpretation, because he is saying the word Ushar means he is your father, and he paved the way for you, and you are his descendants. You are equal to him. You Ushar Ruach, all of mankind, lo has come from him, so you're just like him. So, because if you want to go say the word Sha'ar here means that like when the Divrei Agada that he was noble. Shaloi Motzinu Loi B'Mikra V'Loi B'Mishnah Sha'ar Mishamesh L'Shoin Acher. Because according to the Divrei Agada, the word Sha'ar means, now we have to know what the word Acher means in his Rashi's context. Acher means better. Better. The word Divrei Agada, Sha'ar means today. You don't find the word Sha'ar anywhere in Chumash or in Mishnah to mean better. You don't find that. Ella, I acknowledge, there are exceptions. Ella, b'makom sha'adam yachol lefarsha b'lashon shiraya. There are times when the word Sha'ar means better. There are exceptions. But those are limited. Now he goes on, he gives you two exceptions. But Rashi is saying, this is not an exception. There, better, it's different, where it's leftovers. Only time you can say something is better is when you're part of a set, and you separate one, and then there are leftovers. Then you can say, the part that you separated is better than the leftovers. But when you're not dealing with a set, and you're separating one from the other, then there's no way you can ever say the word Sha'ar means better. Here, we're dealing with Klal Yisrael. We're not separating anything. There's no separation taking place. Malachi is talking to Klal Yisrael, and we're talking about Avraham Avinu. We're not saying, okay, Avraham, we're pulling out, and everyone else is we're all part of the same team. There's no separation, and we're left over with leftovers. Therefore, the word better is not appropriate. There's no legal precedent for such a thing.
There's one case. When Shmuel came to Yishai to check his set, his sons, to see who is going to be the king.
Yeah.
And there's a